The strong, the mighty. The forces of evil can never destroy the powers of the Wonder Man. And though the most formidable journey lies ahead, only one will prevail. Wonder. Wonder. Wonder Man.
Yeah. These haters couldn't get to where I am with a full tank of petrol. My uncle used to drink a can of Kestrel when life got stressful. What kind of person should you be when you wanna make people accept you? What does it really mean when you dream of being famous and successful? When you were born to be special? And I went from the kid in class, texting radio DJ so they could pick me up, to the young rapper everybody's ringing up. Got him looking for a sprinkle of that pixie dust. Mad thoughts in my head when it's blowing up. Like, are you really big enough? I traded friends for fans, some ampersand. Raise your hand, the Wonder Man.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good afternoon, everybody. This is Boy Wonder here, holding it down with my boy Gunner and the lovely Mariana.
Hello.
We always here with thought-provoking conversations, live fly music, and tips and tricks to help you survive this crazy, crazy world. If you don't know what this is Wonder World, presented by ACC Hawk Radio. How y'all doing? What's going on, guys? Y'all doing good?
I am well.
Yeah, a lot better than last week. Yeah.
For sure.
Did y'all guys feel well during the hurricane? Lose any anything crazy?
I actually live right on the water.
Uh-huh.
So flooding was the biggest thing for the hurricane for me.
Where on the water do you live?
I live like by a river. And so I live like it's in my backyard. So But luckily, my house is actually situated pretty much like the highest elevated point of the river, in terms of the geographical standpoint.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, a lot of houses weren't. And literally, a couple houses down from me, there were a lot of houses that were completely filled up to the roof, completely flooded.
Wow.
Everything gone. And I couldn't imagine. I mean, I still prepared for it because we had sandbags and stuff. Mm-hmm. We would put outside the doorways and block off the water from getting into our porch and stuff. But I mean, if it gets high enough, there's not really much you could do.
So y'all didn't evacuate?
Oh no, I stayed in my house.
Y'all stayed put.
I mean, I got an old school brick house.
Brick baby.
Yeah, not much getting in. Like it was built in the 1950s or something. So
did y'all lose power or anything? Or
I had a couple of flickers.
Oh, okay.
But just for a second. I didn't really lose power.
Did you lose power?
Yeah, for 9 hours.
Okay.
And of course, overnight. So we old schooled it. Luckily, my husband has what's called a Jackery. So it's like a lithium battery.
We got a generator, backup generator.
Yeah. So we don't have a big generator. So it's a small one.
You just got a small one.
Yeah. So we plugged in our fan into it. We're sleeping old school style.
Okay.
Back in the old country.
Not enough to power the house, but to give you that air.
No. So we were sections of the house were lit. But it's just us two. So
you guys got the luxury.
I mean, there was a lot of people. Yeah.
Yeah. That was the extent of it, though. So,
wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of places. I had a couple friends up in the Carolinas that lost power for multiple days.
So absolutely. Well, we want to say thank you guys for listening to us once again on Hawk Radio, but give our love and support to those who didn't make it through this hurricane season, and hopefully they can rebuild and restock their lives back together. Absolutely. So, on a positive note, we are going to get into some sitcoms here today, guys. Sitcoms we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about the overrated ones. We're going to talk about... we're going to get into it. And we're going to talk about some ones that, should get some more love and everything. And we're going to have Gunner with the stats, as always. And we're going to have Mariana with her two cents, as always.
My two cents.
But first, we're going to get into some music to get you guys going and get the beat going. I got Cannon Heat on deck for you guys right here on Hawk Radio.
You know this. connection that I get. I know I've never ever felt like this before. I don't know what to do, but then that's nothing new. Stuck between hell and high water, I need a cure to make it through. Hey, dancing, nothing left for me to do but dance. All these bad times I'm going through, just dance. Hey, God can't leave in my ears tonight, baby. You know I got can't hear in my ears. Interest in me when I'm asleep. Just since you know that you can go much faster. I know the people's talking real so cheap. Hey, you got this brutal child ingrained on me. I'm gonna use my power to ascend. You know I've got this body here to use. Sometimes there's no way I'm loose. I was born to rock and bounce to love. See, you see my feet can move so free. I'm dancing. Me to do but dance. All these bad times I'm going through, just dance. Hey, God can't be near my ears tonight, baby.
Get Around by the Beach Boys, old school. Ooh, throwback, gotta love it. Welcome yeah. back. This Welcome is back. Wonder World.
The Wonder World. And before we get too into this, I wanted to let the viewers know, hey, you can always catch this episode or previous episodes if you miss anything or just want to check out other episodes. You can always check it out, hawkradio.primostream.com. And we have up to 3 shows available on that website.
On the platform.
On the platform. So you can go back and watch any of the previous three.
That's right. Mark it as your favorite.
Yeah, mark your favorite one. Download your favorite ones. Listen
that's
to
right.
them. Whatever
that's
you want.
Right.
Forget all those Joe Rogan ones and all those, you know, call me daddy. This Whoa. Is the real one. Hey, it's actually a podcast. It's crazy. But back on our quest for best sitcom.
Yeah, overall, just sitcom central over here. We're going to be getting into
it. I'm ready for it.
Before we get into, like, the best ones or, like, the most viewed ones, I want to dive a little bit into, like, the longest-running sitcoms.
Yeah, what are they? Let's hear it.
Let's go.
So one of the big things is actually, like, the production side of things. A lot of people get old. They move on to new things, acting, maybe get injured. Some reason you can't do voices. Maybe they get, like, they do an acting gig, something, their voice is messed up. There's a lot of reasons why it's hard to be a returning into such a, like, a long-running sitcom.
That happens.
So then what are the longest ones? Most of them are actually the cartoons because you can have multiple voice actors over a long period of time.
That's true.
So the longest running of all time sitcom is actually The Simpsons.
Right.
Yeah.
That aired from like 1989 to this day. It's still going. They have over 35 seasons.
Wow.
And new episodes.
And new episodes.
Which is fascinating.
Over 760 episodes. And
which you're
still
right.
Going.
With animation, you can make the characters do whatever.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we've all seen The Simpsons.
Yeah,
I mean,
of course,
that's been around.
For sure, right?
Yeah.
We have. We've
I don't think there's anybody that has it. Yeah.
Like, hey, like Beach Boy said, I've been around.
Yeah. Not quite as old, but aired from 1997 to now with over 327 episodes and 26 seasons.
Okay.
South Park.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I remember being a kid and, like, my mom would, like, what do you got on there?
Dude, they would. Yeah, my parents would not let me watch that growing up.
Really?
It's too bad. It's,
I love it. That's so true.
Right. Man, it's a pretty R-rated show.
It is. I think in the 90s when it came out, well ahead of its time.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Oh,
sure.
Yes.
You know, yeah, because you got to remember the type of shows that come out, depending on the time that they come out. Like,
yeah.
A lot of shows just wouldn't even be able to be aired today.
No. Correct.
No, but you know, to backtrack a little bit, The Simpsons, now that's controversial because they figured out a lot of things before
they predicted
even
a lot. Man.
Donald Trump becoming president,
that.
Like
that was kind of crazy.
It's ahead of its time.
Yeah,
there's a lot of like really specific scenarios that they predicted.
Right.
I don't know if they just they just pump out so many episodes that they just like everything that could happen, which is it's more of like a inevitability thing, like something's gonna stick, you know, throw the paint at the wall, or if they're just that good, you know, I don't know, maybe they're just that good at predicting.
Well, do you know, I don't know if you, when you did your research, you found out how The Simpsons got started.
I did not.
Okay, so there used to be a sitcom show called The Tracey Ullman Show. She was a comedian.
I remember.
And so on The Tracey Ullman Show, it was kind of like a one-woman show, and she would do all these characters, and in between cuts, they would do little segments of a cartoon family, and it was The Simpsons. So The Simpsons got their start on that show, and they
That's
did
right.
the spinoff.
I did read about that. I don't have it pulled up. But
you read it. I lived it.
I read about it.
I lived it.
In the history books. I read about
I swear.
I love it, Gunner.
When I saw them, like their early looks, it looks like a 4-year-old drew like cartoon characters.
Yeah, they were not cleaned up. It kind of looked like it was like on the fly.
Yeah.
I like almost like more sketched. You know?
Yes,
exactly. Absolutely.
But yeah, so, continue with
your
list.
Well, I wanted to at least do the top five. So Family Guy, number three.
Of course.
Okay. 1999 to present, over 418 episodes. They got over 22 seasons. It's a bit weird because South Park has 327 episodes out for 26 seasons, whilst Family Guy has 418, which is like a lot more, but for only 22 seasons. So Family Guy has a lot more episodes per season than like South Park.
Right, and then I think they moved from a national broadcasting channel to cable, right?
Cable.
I don't remember.
Yeah, they moved
to
like FX or something like that.
Yeah.
From Fox to FX.
And that whole old school era.
We went there.
Everything is streamed now. Man.
Right, exactly. Everything's
either cable or streamed.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And most people don't even have cable anymore.
Yeah,
they're like, oh, I pay $80 for these amount of channels that I'm not even going to watch.
Right.
Might as well just stream.
Yeah,
just stream.
Might as well. That's what it's there for.
Another one, and this is, I watched like Simpsons and I watched Family Guy and stuff. Another really popular one was American Dad. I never really watched it.
Yeah, I never got into that.
I feel like after The Simpsons and then Family Guy, it kind of like went downhill with the
it's
comedy.
Like, all right, already.
It almost kind of, I don't know if it was, I mean, it felt like a
like kind a rip-off. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, because this American Dad came out in 2005, so I'm sure they saw the success of like Family Guy and Simpsons in the 90s, and they're like, oh, we
let's do this.
And they have some good episodes. I just
what about some live action ones?
I was actually gonna say so the top the fifth show of the longest airing sitcoms of all time was actually a real life one, not cartoon, and that was It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh yes, another show I never got into.
Yep.
Me neither. No.
I never got into it.
It started in 2005 and it's still going.
Wow, that long?
It's still going.
Are you serious?
And they still have new episodes?
Yeah. Over 16 seasons, which is kind of crazy for a live action.
It really is.
That's a long time.
That's a really long time.
That's almost 20 years.
I
never watched them.
Me neither.
I didn't watch it, but I got a lot of people who've been telling me for a while to watch it.
Like,
watch
the name had definitely been in and out of my ears a couple of times, but I just never watched it.
I think I seen, like, maybe one or two episodes.
Okay.
Like, when it first came out, I don't remember that it was that long ago, but, like, I don't remember when I watched it, but I was like, no, that's not really for me.
Oh, okay, really?
Yeah. I really got into it.
Yeah.
All right, now this one, this one's number six. I kind of wanted to at least throw this one on before we move on.
Okay.
The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet. Does that sound familiar to any of you?
Ozzie and Harriet.
This aired in 1952 to 1966. So it's an old one.
I don't know if I saw that
still
one.
Still black and white.
I'm Googling it.
Yes. Google
it. It has, though. Yeah, for a show that only aired for 14 years. So it had one season every year, so 14 seasons.
Yeah.
It had over 435 episodes.
Wow, that is a lot. But even for back then.
But you got to also remember, I'm not 100% sure on this, but I'm pretty sure the length of the episodes were a lot shorter back then than they are now.
That's
you know,
true.
Like how shows are like when I, you know, early 2000s, they're like, oh, 20 minutes. Now there's shows that are like 45 minutes.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's an
hour. I'm thinking it's like a progression of time and like the evolution of cinema in terms of like TV shows, you know.
And I also think seasons are different because like sometimes like they'll be like, oh, we're on season 10, but you only been out for 5 years.
Right.
Like some crazy
and there's other
nonsense.
Shows that, you know, they'll make a season like every 3 years or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like like Game of Thrones or something.
Yeah, like those like big production
Stranger
stuff.
Stranger Things.
Yeah, Stranger Things. They take longer. Especially if it's like animated, I think, because there's a lot of like, unless they just have a bunch of artists, because it takes a lot to draw out every detail.
Right.
Like almost like stop motion, which is
that's true.
Really, really lot of time dedicated to that.
I'm glad you mentioned this show because this was before all of our times.
Yeah. I thought it was something cool to mention.
Yeah, that is
that
very
reason.
Cool.
Yeah, that's way past us.
I'm like, hey, I'm gonna bring up something older than all of us here.
Combined.
That show probably aired before. It ended before we were, all of us were like born.
Our grandparents, pretty much.
Yeah, that was like our grandparents' favorite show.
Yeah.
Maybe if I had like my old uncle in here and be like, hey, remember this show? Oh, yeah, man, that was the best. Get my grandma.
Yeah.
I used to make cookies watching this. That's my favorite pastime.
But yeah,
That's
we had
awesome.
Up next, if we want to get into it, we got the top we could do the top rated after. I want to say
the most popular
the
ones.
Most watched shows
yeah
of all
let's
we'll
do
go with that,
that
one.
Yeah okay. Yeah, I'm interested
bet,
in that one.
Bet. All right, so we're gonna do a song first then we're gonna come back and we're gonna get into it.
The most watched shows of
the
all
most
time.
Watched shows. So definitely be right back for that. It's gonna get a little bit more heated around here.
Oh, it's gonna get heated.
It's not gonna be canon heated, but it's definitely gonna be heated. So we're definitely gonna come right back. I hope you guys enjoyed the show so far. See you soon. Oh.
Running for the thrill. So slowly, time goes by. So slowly, time goes by. So slowly, time goes by. So slowly.
And that was Hung Up by yours, not yours truly.
I was going to say, man, you're a good singer, man.
Hey, you're the new Madonna?
I know, right? Excuse you? That's my mom, actually. She adopted me.
Oh, okay.
Welcome back, guys. We are back on air. This is Wonder World on ACC Hawk Radio. And if you didn't hear Gunner, we will let you know that you can always listen to us on accprimostream.com. I always get that
man,
wrong.
Man, what in the world is he on about? Hawk Radio.
Hawk Radio.
Hawkradio.primostream.com. Right? Remember, you can always check out this episode or any previous episodes at hawkradio.primostream.com. So if you're just tuning in, you can check out what we've already talked about or any of our previous episodes up to the last three. We have up to three episodes aired, so at any given time.
See, I know you had my back, Gunner. I appreciate you, man. Always got my back.
Yeah, but we're gonna get into it.
Spicy,
the most watched show. So this is not rated as like the most popular shows of all time by any like tier list or anything, but just the stats on the most watched of all time.
Got it.
I'm on it. All right.
To start us off,
hit it
with the number one most watched show. That's a sitcom, by the way. We are still talking about sitcom.
Yes.
Yes.
The Simpsons.
Okay.
Okay.
Kind of makes sense. It's the most longest aired show of all time, and it was very, very popular.
Okay. Exactly.
Well, it's the longest aired show as well.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
Because we talked about that earlier.
Yeah,
that's right.
So it's the longest aired show, and it's quite popular enough that it's the most viewed show of all time, too. So it's kind of got a lot in the records, you know?
It's
kind of winning. It's a big...
It's a win-win-win.
It's a winning show right there.
Yeah.
Simpsons. Whatever formula they came up with, it's doing numbers. So Simpsons, number one most watched show and the longest airing show for sitcoms, which is kind of like... That's like records.
That's big
deal. That's crazy. The second show, it had Breaking Bad, but I don't really consider Breaking Bad like a sitcom.
That's not really a sitcom, I don't feel like.
So, after that was The Office.
Okay.
Which one? The U.S. Office or the U.K.?
Yeah, the U.S. Office.
The U.S. Office.
So, the U.S. Office, okay. Which aired from 2005 to 2013.
Okay.
Not a long show, like in terms of how long it's been aired.
Okay.
It wasn't even in the top 10, so.
Right.
But it's, you know, the second most watched.
It was on for what, 8 seasons, 7 seasons? I forget how many seasons.
9 seasons.
Oh, nine.
9 seasons.
Well, 9 whole seasons.
Yeah, so because Friends made it to 10, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Friends made it to 10.
Yeah.
Friends didn't even make it onto the top longest viewership either.
Yeah.
So,
oh, wow.
It just depends. Some shows, like The Simpsons, which did air for a really long time, were also just really popular, so they got a lot of views.
Yeah.
Right.
But then even a show that's lifespan was shorter, like The Office or Friends, in comparison at least, still was widely well-received.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another one was Seinfeld.
Seinfeld?
Yeah, Seinfeld had 9 seasons as well.
Okay.
Or Seinfeld.
Seinfeld.
Yeah. Jerry Seinfeld.
Jerry Seinfeld. Yeah, so Seinfeld was from 89 to 98.
Have you watched it?
I've seen a little bit, but that wasn't really a show that I watched. Yeah. I've definitely seen clips of it, though.
Right.
Okay.
What about you?
I may have saw one episode of it.
Okay.
I mean, one season of it. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Funny story. When we went on an IBS trip last year, we were at the actual cafe that they go to.
The restaurant.
The restaurant, wow. Yeah.
Got to see the...
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't inside, but I took a picture of it, yeah.
Yeah, I went inside. The food was good.
Oh,
it was actually, it was pretty good. It was good, like diner food, you know?
It's interesting that they actually used like a real location for filming.
I don't think they used like
that location.
The location, they used like the outside of it.
Oh,
so
and then
like
the inside
they take
was
a shot
set.
Of it,
that
and like the
sense.
Inside was like a set.
Hey, yeah. Well, free publicity for that.
Exactly. Yes,
absolutely.
Exactly.
That's a win-win.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, keep going. Yeah, let's see. I'm excited.
It's getting good. It's getting good, y'all.
Yes. Seinfeld was one of those that, like, I think it was still airing on TV when I was like in elementary school. But
it's definitely in syndication.
By the time I saw it, I could tell it was like an old show. You know how shows have like they have like a look to them,
like
the film
look.
Is like grainy.
Yeah.
I'm like,
that's
an old show, man. I don't know about that. Friends wasn't on there.
You're talking about the most watched.
Yeah, for most.
So what's
most
after
watched.
Seinfeld?
I was just gonna do the top five so we could show more of like the top rated ones. But I can.
You said five already.
So that was.
Simpsons.
Yeah, I think you did 3, 4. I think you did three
Simpsons,
or four of them. Did the
Breaking
Office.
Bad? We said because it wasn't a sitcom. The Office, Seinfeld.
Well, and then maybe one more.
Yeah, because Breaking Bad wasn't. Yeah, I got a whole list. Breaking Bad wasn't really.
Yeah,
that's
not really. And it's weird. How do you feel about that? Because The Bear, they consider that as comedy.
Yeah, and
The
I've
Bear?
Never watched it. Yeah,
isn't that like a super drama?
It is a drama. I mean, they have maybe comic like little things in it, like elements to it, like when the two brothers are arguing, or like the cousin, he'd be like, "Yo, cousin, yo, why are you doing that?" Da-da-da-da-da. Like that, you know. That's some parts of it funny, but that's about it.
Yeah, it's a very drama. I don't think it's.
Yeah, I don't get that part, honestly.
Well, there's something here on Forbes that says here, because I just typed in, why is The Bear a comedy?
There you go.
And here it says, the producers have said that the characters often find a lifeline in humor. They are dealing with dark feelings such as grief, shame, and guilt.
So it's almost like a dark humor kind of thing.
Yeah. Like a dramedy.
It has a dramedy? Oh, you just came with your own genre.
No, that's a word. That's a thing. Dramedy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Google it.
Oh, okay.
That
I'm
is
Googling
not
right
a thing
right.
I made up.
Well, I got to point this out. So next on the list of most watched.
Do it.
Friends. Had to bring it up.
Really?
Yeah.
I figured that was the case. I knew it was coming up.
Friends, it was coming. It had to.
Whether I liked it or not.
Yeah. Whether you like it or not.
Okay. Let's get to the elephant out the room here.
Let's get, because you think it's overrated.
Boom, 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 boom. Okay. So, I saw a few episodes. I've watched some videos on it, like on like why people love it so much or mm-hmm. why people think it's overrated. Mm-hmm. I think it's over talked and overshadowed certain like other like shows like Living Single, mm-hmm. who also had the same concept mm-hmm. of independent young adults between the ages of 20 and 30 who lived in roommate with their friends.
Yeah.
And it seemed like a very similar element mm-hmm. that the friends took. I'm not saying, I'm putting my hands up. I don't think you guys stole the concept from Living Single, but I felt like that concept was already being used right. and utilized.
Right.
In a sense that, yes, back in the 90s, if you lived in a big city, you know, you're independent, you graduated from college, like, that was the element of most of the 90s sitcom world.
Right.
So
yeah, a lot of the shows for sitcoms kind of had like a similar
yeah,
like a vibe.
Like dynamic like a vibe. In between like mm-hmm. living situation, like financial situation.
The only like yeah, like and the only main difference is what yeah. I've heard that people say that Friends stole the idea from in Living Single.
Yeah.
Is the only difference is Living Single characters were black and Friends was white.
Yes.
So the two, you can't possibly compare.
Cultures how you, are very different.
Yeah, you can't possibly compare
right.
the lifestyle, the way how you see the world, your perspective. I personally loved Living Single because yes. that was the most that I could assimilate to because I'm melanated, right? So I yeah. knew what life was like going through life, being of color, right?
Of
and
course.
I understood their lingo, you know, talking about music and the language.
Exactly.
But I think Friends has a more common... Friends is very basic.
More generalized.
More generalized.
It's more generalized, and I think that's very what a lot of people basic.
Need. And back in the 90s, anything different was feared.
That's true.
That is very, right? very true.
Right?
That is very true.
Anything different was feared. Why was it yeah. feared? Because people didn't know. And not for nothing, Friends could have done a lot more. I love Friends to death. Right?
I mean, guys,
but I'm gonna
she has the shirt on.
My shirt.
Look, cameraman. Yeah. She shirt. Had the shirt on. She loves him.
But they did fail yeah. in making the show more diverse. How could you be living in New York City and not have a variety of characters?
Yeah,
that
I
was a
like,
missed opportunity.
What about all the New York accent? Man?
Right.
Like the Jersey kind
exactly.
of style.
I mean, even Seinfeld at a point hit some type of diversity with the different cultures. Ish.
They were more, you know, Jewish.
Jewish.
You know, but
Italian.
They also didn't have any black characters.
That is very true.
At all.
And then my thing is, too, I'm from New York City.
Yeah.
Half of the other population are Hispanic people.
Thank yeah. you. That yeah. pissed me off.
Yeah. Yes. I go to yeah. I go to a bakery
right.
or a deli. I don't
right.
think they're the ones, the people that are serving me. And I think
right.
that's what kind of, like... turned me off a little bit from
it was
Friends.
Like the sure. unrealistic
it was yeah.
It was like a dream world, like that's not really New
yeah.
York, and it wasn't why because right. it was shot in LA
yeah.
written
exactly.
by people now the writers
exactly.
of Friends went to school in New York and lived it, but
well, I guess not the same as growing up in it,
but growing up
or,
in
like,
it being part
culture.
Of it because
yes.
in Friends I can maybe on one hand name two different Latin characters. They were both men.
Uh-huh.
One of them was named Julio.
Of course.
And the other one was on an episode of Friends where Ross was getting a fake tan. And so the guy that helps him into the booth, Ross goes, oh, the guy goes, oh, so what number do you want to be? You know, what number of tan?
Uh-huh.
And then Ross goes to the guy, oh, I don't know. What are you? And he goes, Puerto Rican. I mean, that was the joke. Like, what the heck?
Yeah.
That is the only Latin representation. And, you know, and not for nothing, they lived in the village and you knew just down the street. There's a lot of Latinos.
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of missed opportunity. But what I like about the show, it's funny.
It's funny.
The jokes
are
funny. Yeah, it's simple. And they talk about relationships, which is very relatable.
I think the diversity aspect of it can be really nice and well done. But also, like, when you're really, really generalized like that, you get a really wide audience.
Correct.
Exactly.
Which is what most shows are trying to get at.
Exactly.
You're either trying to get really wide and generalized audience or really specialized and niche.
Yes.
You kind of have to, you can't do both because then you lose that. Like,
right.
it's right. not worth it.
And I feel like you know, Abbott Elementary and Modern Family, and we're going to get into those soon when we're talking about modern sitcoms.
Yeah.
Done such a great job when I it agree. Comes to that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a couple other ones, just to pop off the most viewed ones, Modern Family.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That one was a really watched one, and then behind that was Big Bang Theory.
Okay.
And you actually like that one.
I do like Big Bang Theory.
Nerd culture. Nerd culture. They popularized that for sure.
Yeah, Big Bang Theory, I really enjoyed. And then a bit of an older one is Cheers from 82 to 93.
I can't stand that show. My husband loves that show.
Why don't you like that show?
80s show. That's your typical guy show.
Yeah.
I don't really like it. And it's about a guy who owns a bar.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. He was a football player, too.
Yeah, oh my God.
Baseball player, sorry.
Former baseball player.
Yeah.
Boring.
And then one I had never heard before, Frasier.
Oh, Frasier's a good one. So Frasier was a spinoff from Cheers.
Yeah. Okay.
Because he was a therapist.
Cheers and Frasier were both ones I've never watched. So.
Frasier was pretty good. I like that one.
Yeah, I actually watched that last night. Because
oh,
I was like,
the new one or the old one?
The old one.
Okay, because they do. They're doing a
reboot with the sun.
And then the last one I'll mention for the list was Seinfeld, which was Seinfeld. Shows how much I watched it.
Yeah. You have an accent with it though.
Seinfeld. Like,
yeah.
What's the accent? Seinfeld.
Seinfeld.
I wish I know about that Seinfeld.
I think you went too country on
you
that
say, one.
One time
I had it on the radio. Our signal was pretty bad out there. So.
Shouts out to Jerry Seinfeld.
Shout out my homie Jerry Seinfeld.
Willie, do you have a favorite show
that maybe
was not mentioned on this list? That gonna
and you know what? It goes back to what you were saying, that a lot of, especially with black sitcoms too. Black sitcoms, they were classics.
Like The Cosby Show.
And that's crazy that blows me.
I know.
I get the controversy, but
right, with him.
It wasn't it wasn't just him. The whole cast was great. From the kids to the teenagers.
Yeah.
They even had a spinoff with The Different World. But my personal favorite of all time, with my equivalent to the Friends, is Martin.
Yeah, Martin was guy liked watching Martin. You ever watch Martin?
Martin, I heard of it.
Martin.
I think I've seen it a little bit, but I haven't really watched it.
Now that is a cultural classic.
Yeah, I agree.
That a
with
lot
you.
Of people like with the from like Jerome in the house. I mean Jerome in the house. It is such a classic. You got
my classic like diversity pick, I guess, was Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Which sure.
I'm surprised hasn't been mentioned on any.
Yeah, well, it's on this website here, the most influential sitcoms of all time. Fresh Prince is on here.
We're at, and like a.
It doesn't give me a list.
Oh, it just gives you.
It just gives me all these great shows. Roseanne is on here.
Roseanne is another great one.
About blue collar workers.
Yeah.
I thought that was a good show.
Another one that I hadn't seen on any list was Reba.
Oh, yeah.
Reba,
oh, yeah, we did talk about that last. Yeah, that's
McIntyre?
Right. Reba McIntyre.
McIntyre.
Yeah. Reba.
The country
Reba.
Singer.
Yeah, it was like a country one. I thought the humor in that one was pretty funny.
Yeah.
It was more generally like a white and country.
Yeah.
Like diverse. In
her
terms,
being
in
a
terms
survivor.
Of diverse. Yeah, it was like
I'm
white country people.
But it was,
I thought that one was good. That was one that like my grandma would have on like all the time.
And so you would watch it with her sometimes? Yeah, that's what's up. I love that.
That's cool.
I love that.
I only really watched shows when they were on. I never like.
You never intentionally.
Yeah, because like, I grew up with cable.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, like I didn't know how to operate that thing. I didn't know what channels, what shows were on what channels. Like,
yeah,
I just whatever was on. That's what
right.
I was, whatever my parents had on.
Not me, boy. I knew the TV guide front and back.
What front and back? You?
I knew what was on at what time.
By the time I was old enough to really like start remembering channels and stuff like that, there was like 900 channels.
Right, exactly. Like, yeah, streaming and whatnot.
But I know a few.
But
then the numbers would change. Like they would get new cable, and then the shows would be on
different
numbers.
Different
I'm like, well, 198. Is now like 876. Like I can't keep track of that.
Right. Yeah. So hey, do you remember the time? And this is going into do you remember the time segment, Mariana?
Oh boy.
Yes. When you had to go on a TV guide and you had to preparate and be done with work or school, whatever, just to make it to your 6 o'clock TV show.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, because they didn't have like day. DVRs and recording.
No, well, no. And if you missed it, you would tape the show.
You would have to tape it,
and then you would tell people, "Don't tell me because I haven't watched my tape yet. Don't spoil it."
Right.
Yeah, and you couldn't rewind, you couldn't pause. So at the commercial break, you went to the bathroom, you got your snacks, you did what you needed to do, and you had to come back to watch your show. Yeah.
See, when I was a little kid, me and my siblings, we would watch like SpongeBob. SpongeBob was kind of like not really a sitcom, but it's been it's a really long airing show.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah,
I mean, it was to the point like I have lived that experience to an extent because we didn't have like recording it, or if it was a thing, we didn't know how to do it.
You didn't know how to do it.
It was to the point where we would like crap our pants just to keep watching it. Like, you know, we're like, I don't know, not even double digits yet. We're probably like 6, 7 something.
Yeah.
But like, we're like,
you didn't want to miss anything.
Gotta go to the bathroom, but like, I don't want to miss my SpongeBob episode.
Look.
So then we would just have a good old turd like going down our leg, you know?
Sometimes where it's like you gotta, it's a show or movie you're watching, and it's like, I'm gonna miss the previews or something like that.
Yeah,
and you
would plan your week. Like, somebody say, "Hey, you want to go out Thursday night?" No, I'm at home watching TV.
Yeah,
that's how it was.
Yeah.
I honestly, to this day, I couldn't tell you what was on that SpongeBob episode that would make us like crab our pants. Being it that worth it, it was probably like a special.
Yeah.
No, SpongeBob was really
funny.
They
had some couple like movies and specials.
Seasons.
Yeah.
So yeah, the original like SpongeBob, I would say. Up until the early 2000s, like they had that more older, grainy art style.
Okay,
and it had like more darker humor to it.
Yeah,
those were the best episodes. But again, that's not really sitcoms, so we gotta move on to the other sitcoms, the top rated sitcoms of all time.
Get
into that.
I don't have too much of a top rated one, but like, I would say the top tier ones, due to the fact that we have 15 minutes. Of the modern times, Modern Family, as we talked about, the diversity in that show. I mean, they did make the Spanish mom seem like a typical Colombian woman,
and I didn't like that.
Yeah,
yeah,
that was a lot of stereotyping there.
That was,
they missed the mark on that one, I think.
Yeah,
it was funny for some things, but not everything.
Yeah,
like I remember I turned off an episode because he said to her, "Don't get Colombian on me." I was like, "What?
Whoa!"
Well, because I'm Colombian.
Crazy. Yeah, no.
And I'm thinking, what is what? So every Colombian is like this? That's not true. Now, if he would have said, "Don't get Gloria on me," that would have been different.
Oh.
Because you're talking about her and her character.
Specifically.
But you're not putting, you know, you don't hear her say, "Well, don't get white on me."
Generalize.
You know what I mean?
Generalizing.
Yeah, generalizing.
Yeah. But I got a list from the Rolling Stones, and I got a list from IMDb, which are like their picks for the most the best sitcoms of all time.
Right.
So the Rolling Stones had The Simpsons at number one. Kind of makes sense. It had a crazy viewership. Crazy like airtime.
Yeah, they on top of the list for everything.
And then they top of like everything. But Rolling Stone actually had Cheers for number two.
Okay.
For their best picks.
Okay.
And then Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seinfeld for their three. They actually, and this is one I hadn't seen for at all yet. I Love Lucy.
Oh, you're missing out, bro. You need to watch I Love Lucy.
Well, I mean,
very funny show.
Well, one, I haven't really watched that one, but I meant. I haven't seen on any list yet. But I haven't really watched
it. Well, some iconic episodes. The chocolate one. Remember when she goes to work for the chocolate factory?
She's stuffing it.
The Superman episode. Remember? That's a good one.
Remember the one where she was crushing the blueberries with her feet?
With her feet, the grapes.
The grapes, to make the wine.
I think I recall something like that.
Yeah, you gotta watch it.
Very ahead of her time also.
Yes.
Yeah, for that time.
Yeah. You know what, too? Do you feel like the Honeymooners and the Three Stooges were ahead of the time too?
The Three Stooges was definitely, you know, slapstick comedy.
Yeah, definitely slapstick.
Yeah.
Right? So sure. I never really got into it, but yeah, I think they were too. But I think during that time, everything was experimented, right? They just tried whatever and see what sticks.
And threw it
nowadays,
out there.
It's somewhat like that. Like nowadays when it comes to making movies and shows,
mm-hmm.
You either have like single A or triple A. There's no like double A anymore. So it's all like indie, really low budget stuff.
Yeah.
That like if it flops, it's fine.
Right.
They don't really lose that much.
Yeah.
Or it's super safe, triple A, huge, big budget.
Yeah.
And like pretty much guaranteed to do good.
Right.
You don't really see a lot of experimenting at like that double A level where it's kind of a bit of a budget, but like not like a crazy budget.
Yeah.
But right, more than right. like, you know, just a little tryout.
Especially because TV has changed.
TV's changed so much. Everything's like streaming now.
Yeah.
So it's not even about like time slots and stuff like that anymore. It's all about just
what's your
getting
content?
People
what's
to
your
watch
content?
It.
Yeah. yeah. Everything's so very
there was, like,
specific.
A lot of shows and stuff I would watch it's purely because of the time slot. Like when I was a kid growing up, I had a bedtime of like 9 or 10.
Yeah.
Couldn't watch any of the shows that were on after that. So whatever was on before that, that was
what
I watched.
That's what you would watch. Exactly.
You know, nowadays we got streaming. You can watch whatever you want, whenever
on
time,
you want,
on
exactly.
whatever time you want.
Yep.
So
exactly. All right, guys, we are about to go on a 1 second commercial break.
1 second.
We gotta pay our bills. You know, no, we don't. Not really.
A music break.
Music break, though.
At about one second. But.
I don't know. I guess I was pretending. But we will be right back with the Wonder World and for our side piece question for today. Yeah. This should be a good one. All right, guys. And speaking of, we definitely brought up this show before, so you may remember this theme song.
This is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel Air. In West Philadelphia, born and raised, on the playground is where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cooling, all shooting some b-ball outside of the school. When a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight and my mom got scared and said, "You're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel Air." I begged and pleaded with her day after day, but she packed my suitcase and sent me on my way. She gave me a kiss and then she gave me my ticket. I put my Walkman on and said, "I might as well kick it." First class, yo, this is bad. Drinking orange juice out of a champagne glass. Is this what the people of Bel Air living like? This might be all right. I whistled for a cab, and when it came near, the license plate said fresh and it had dice in the mirror. If anything, I could say that this cab was rare, but I thought, nah, forget it. Yo, home's the Bel Air. I pulled up to the house about 7 or 8, and I yelled to the cabbie, "Yo, home, smell you later." Looked at my kingdom, I was finally there to sit on my throne as the Prince of Bel Air.
Welcome back, guys. We are back on air.
That was great.
Air. That was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I had to make sure the mics were off.
You
so
were jamming
I singing
out.
It.
I know.
Gosh, yeah,
I was about to say, let's just sing along to
we
this.
We should have. That's the jam right
everybody
there.
Everybody would have sung with us.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
If we sound good.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? When that show came out, it was so funny and I loved it. But now it seems weird. Like, I can't watch it. And not only because of what he did.
Yeah.
But even before that, like, it was kind of like.
It's just, it's a time thing, you know?
I think
no
so. Like, maybe I grew out
that
of it.
Time, that era.
Yeah.
It's a different time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I felt when I was watching all of that when I was younger. I used to watch that
oh,
show.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was like, I can't watch that anymore. So sometimes, like you
there
said,
there are some
you
shows
that
just, yeah, you either grow into it or grow out of it.
Yeah.
That's yeah.
just, you know, it's just
that's
the kind of content. But before we get into the side piece question, I just wanted to point out
okay.
for all of our listeners,
okay.
If you've just tuning in and you want to catch up on anything we said previously, you can check out this episode and the past 3 episodes are archived on hawkradio.primostream.com. So if you want to check out this episode or any previous ones or any episodes on other shows, not just Wonderworld, but you can tune in at hawkradio.primostream.com.
Absolutely. Also, guys, I just want to announce coming up very soon that I will be putting out a new channel for the Wonder World show. So you guys will be seeing us backstage acting crazy, talking about this crazy stuff. But you guys are going to enjoy our content where you can be able to see us, be able to interact, and we get some comments from you guys. So definitely be on the lookout for that. Also on my streaming sites as well. So be on standby for that. That's coming out very, very, very soon. So on that note, since we've been talking about sitcoms all day, it's time for the side piece question. And yes, this time is actually about what we're talking about today.
Oh, that's interesting. All right.
So this is a two-parter.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, get your thinking caps out. All right.
Are you like trying to predict the question?
Yeah. So if you had, so this one's an easier one. If you had to pick any sitcom out of, okay, all sitcoms we were talking about today.
Real, not real, like real, fictional, not real, cartoon, whatever.
Yeah. Even okay. if, even if you, we didn't say it on the list today.
Okay.
If you want to be in any sitcom, what would it be?
Like in it on the show, or like in
actually,
that universe?
Actually, that in that universe.
Oh, okay.
And then.
Oh, okay. And part, like part two, of that world. Okay.
And part two is, which sitcom actually best describes you? Not particularly the one that you like, but right. what describes your life?
Ooh, okay.
So. Yeah, this is a good one. Gunner, you want to take a stab at it?
Man, I almost want to go with a cartoon one because it seems like no matter what happens in it, it's just everything refreshes. Like some dude could get seriously injured or some crazy thing happen, and then like the next episode, they're fine.
Yeah.
So like from that standpoint, maybe like a Family Guy or something, but I'm not really sure. I feel like an enjoyable one to be in.
Like,
this first question is almost harder than the second one. For the second question of which one do I
really
relate with most, Big Bang Theory.
Okay.
Like, that's easy for me.
Okay. Well, but, that's good. That's easier. But, yeah, Family Guy's good. That's a good one to be in.
I feel like there'd be a lot of, like, crazy stuff happening all the time.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
There would
oh,
be.
Yeah.
Maybe South Park, because there's some crazy
stuff
happening.
Yeah, that's a good one,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's a good one. All right, Mariana.
What was the question again?
So, any sitcom universe.
The
which
universe
one would you want to be in?
That you want to be in.
And like, then which one is the most relatable to my life?
Relatable to
your
life.
Yeah. Describes you the best.
One that we haven't even... I mean, I would have liked to have been... Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah,
okay, I'm sorry. Yeah. It's because I'm looking. That's why.
Uh-huh.
You can angle the mic down a bit if you need to.
Jeez.
I know it's hard.
Maybe it is hard because I know the shows that I like and that I don't like. I'm gonna answer the second question first.
Okay.
Yep.
Go for it. Whatever makes it easier.
The second question, it'd be zero. Because I've never viewed, I know it's gonna sound really dumb. I've never viewed like, oh, I would love to live like that, or like, you know, you always hear the actors, there's no representation, you know, there needs to be, and I agree there needs to be more of that. But I never used TV or movies as a way as like, oh, I'm being seen. But I think because of my upbringing, I already knew I was taught and told who I was and how I was in my culture.
Right.
So I never needed TV to validate who I was as a person and being Colombian American. Because I a lot of people do that and I don't know why. I've never understood that.
Yeah.
Right?
That's so weird.
I've never understood that.
I mean, well, some people, they just don't get that sort of like validation growing
at
up.
At home, growing up, maybe not. But that's the thing. It's like, okay, you know, like for me, for example, you know, you're Latino. And you're living in this world and you have certain views. Now, to showcase that is one thing. But
right.
to say, oh, I need to be represented. No, you don't need to be represented. That just needs to be more stories about us out there. And that's it.
That's it.
That's it, right?
It just setting you
so I don't really want to be in anyone's TV world. I like watching TV for sure.
Uh-huh.
I think I would say...
maybe for like a week, maybe.
So if I could,
like a trip.
Yeah, a trip.
So none of them, I can't really relate. I can't really say, oh, this show represents my life, because that's not out there. But
right.
the one that I think I'd like to be in would be in Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh,
yeah. You know, I did see that on the list.
Say that.
Yeah, Everybody Loves Raymond because I like the idea of how Raymond and his wife and his kids live right across the street from his parents.
Parents.
And his mom was so controlling and so into his life.
Right.
That to me is just so funny.
And his wife was so
hated it.
But can you imagine Raymond though? He's coming from work. You know, he's working like he's a sports writer or whatever.
Right.
And you know, you're doing all of that stuff.
Right.
And you're like, oh my gosh, can I talk to you about my day? I'm like, no.
No.
Speak to you.
Yeah.
But he had that look on his face like,
right.
I'm not dealing with you.
Yeah, so like his wife not just married him, but obviously his family too, because then his brother is involved in his life too. I just think that whole scenario is really funny
it's
to me.
It's so crazy.
It really is.
And the pure jealousy that his brother has for him.
Oh my God, it is so funny. So great. So great. That's a good show. We didn't talk about
that. What about you, Willie?
That's a good show. Yeah, what about you?
One you relate to the most and one you...
I like the way she said that, though. She was saying, like, they haven't made a show about somebody like me. which is very true. Far as a show that would best
what you relate to the most, or like one to the that's most. Like the most similar to your interests, I guess. Like for me, I just was Big Bang Theory because I'm nerdy. I like nerdy stuff. So
I think it would definitely. I know this is how I'm biased, but it'll probably like Martin or Frasier.
Okay.
Because of like the industry that they're in and like how their upbringing, because like Martin eventually got into talk show and stuff like that. I'm not saying I want to get into talk show. Yeah. I love radio, but like how he went through radio and like worked his way to the bottom.
Similar avenue. Yeah.
And having career. Like those group of friends, I can relate to that. Like having your group of niche of friends around you. So I also my show that I think I would definitely want to be in is
it's hard
actually.
There's so many like
so many options.
They're pretty good.
I think if I have to be in a show right now, it's, and I don't know if you ever heard of it, it's called In the House with LL Cool J.
I remember that show.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
I
remember
that show. Yeah,
I just think it was I think like their dynamic, I know I'm not like a fitness buff guru, but like their dynamic with each other is so hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, they're like brothers and sisters bickering back and forth. And LL Cool J, it's like this like cool, suave ex-football guy.
Yeah.
Like, it's hilarious. So, yeah. Probably that. For sure.
I want to change my answer, actually.
Oh.
Well, I would have two because I just realized I saw this. Curb Your Enthusiasm. I would love to be in that show.
You know what? I never saw that show.
Oh, no, I haven't.
I love Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I heard it's like in a more mature audience version of Seinfeld.
Well, because the writer is Larry David.
Seinfeld. From Seinfeld.
So, that's what I would have. That's what I would have. My second show. My choice.
All right.
Well, that's perfect. Well, that's a good wrap up for the day, guys. And, like, thank you guys for watching and listening to us. Once again, this is Boy Wonder here with Gunner and the lovely Mariana. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you guys have a great day and hope to hear from you guys soon.